Yo, what is all that about? All right, let's address the elephant in the room. Okay.
Now, we have a special guest today, Casper.
Hey, Casper. You're going to be canceled this episode. I forecast that you are going to be canceled single-handedly, like Mary, Tina Campbell. You are Tina Campbell today in today's episode. I feel it. Huh? Now let me address.
Let's hear. Address it, please. Let's understand what's going on here.
All right. So
tell them.
The other day, okay. I had woke up and felt a little thing, you know, like a little in the back of my throat. So then, boom. The next day came, I had a little cough. Then boom, today came. Out of there, it was gone. Today's been a struggle. All right.
How do you feel, Fran?
I don't feel well. I feel like I want to go lay in the bed and drink a lot of soup.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
Well, first and foremost, let me just say that I hope that you feel better.
Thank you. And the lipstick is because Perry Fresh Face shamed me. Okay, he made this black woman feel ugly for having a fresh face. And might I add, my skin ain't that bad. Hello.
Let me clarify, because I did not okay. Fresh so face.
Just because I don't have eyelashes and concealer, like he told me to go put on some concealer.
No. I told you to put on some lotion, and I told you to put on some lip therapy. This is what I put up to the camera.
I had lip therapy,
not no bubblegum yum yum.
This isn't yum. This isn't candy yum yum. First
it's like
of
a bubblegum yum that yum was, on your was, lip. That I don't know what's going on.
Thank you very much.
That's what it looked at. You look discontinued. Very, very much so. it's giving me 2005 bubblegum yum yum. And then you look like you smell like Victoria's Secret. What is that shit with the spray and the purple and you shake it up? That was back in the 90s or some shit. Like it looked like all of that together. That's what it just seems like, the aura that's over there. And then you just threw a hoodie on and then you like, hey, I'm here.
You know what? Cut the show. I don't even want to do the show no more.
Honey, I'm just
I don't even want to do the show no more. Cut it.
The people come here to you know, see all of your beautifulness and your amazingness.
What you're not going to do is
and
you're
then
not
here you come and you give all of this.
Sick shame me, okay?
Nobody's because sick shaming you, honey.
Let me tell you one thing, honey. Whether tell I am me. Made up for the gods or down bad, honey, on my worst day, some could never. So don't you ever
I know that's
try
right,
to
honey.
Come for me, okay? Now listen, because nobody talks about... Nobody talks about the caked on over there, sweetie. No one talks about it. Okay.
And she's done.
Let's keep it together.
And the doll is sitting.
And we're done. And we're
the doll is sitting.
Hey, everybody. I'm actress and advocate Ashton. And this is the Perfectly Abnormal Podcast, where we celebrate all things abnormal.
Oh, we're not always going to come. Just forget me, huh? I'm sorry. I'm Perry, the wardrobe stylist. And also, as Ashton would say, the socialite and half of this dynamic duo. Unfortunately, some of us participated today.
And a fresh face shamer. Ladies, drop comments. If some days you just got a rock fresh face, drop the comments.
At least you would moisturize that fresh face though.
Baby,
you would put some lotion on that.
First of all, you see the glow.
Put an extra layer of lotion on for that, okay? That's all I asked you to do. I didn't ask you to do all the rest of that. You wanted to do all of that. I just wanted you to put a little bit of moisturizer on and put a little bit of lip therapy on. That's all you needed to do. I didn't say anything else but that. I didn't say, girl, I need you to beat that face. I need you to go, you know, put
yes,
all
you
this
did.
Shit on.
Yes,
I didn't
you
ask
did.
You to do all
yes,
of that.
Yes, you did. I said, what do you think I should do? You said...
I say you should put some lip therapy on and I put this shit up to the damn camera.
You said, girl,
I'm not about to keep arguing with your flat ass face. I'm not about to keep arguing with your flat, dry ass face. But anyway,
listen, I am
celebrating. Look, the Perfectly Abnormal Podcast, where we celebrate everything abnormal because normal is so boring.
Boring.
as fuck.
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry. Listen, I really am sick. Like, I really don't feel well. And it really was, like, a lot for me to even just get up and, like, you know.
Okay. Well, we won't take you too hard this go around, okay?
Yeah. And we're family, right? So this is not, we don't always have to be, like, you know, like, right?
Okay. Oh. Just have you taken like a COVID?
They're taking stuff. Yeah.
You're taking
No. It's not COVID. It's not okay. COVID.
All right. You've been taking and you've been keeping yourself fluids and then water, OJ and all that.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I hope you feel better.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Why would I not
First
hope
of
you
all,
feel
because
better?
You should have led with that. You
I
led
did
with
I
abuse.
Did. Okay. You led when you with roll abuse. When you roll back this film,
First
you will
of all,
see that I said,
doesn't
"How
go,
are you feeling, baby?" And I said, "I hope that you feel
started,
better." And I said that
started,
you hope that you feel better.
It started before the film started.
Right? Because in the text message, I said, "Wow." I said, "Yeah, that sucks."
No, I hope you. It was before then. It was after then when you were talking about. Yeah. Well, maybe you should start with. Concealer. That was what it happened. I am traumatized.
Honey, play back the records. Didn't nobody ever say about you having no concealer on. Nobody. Nobody.
You did. I heard it for myself.
So I want to get into a little conversation because I feel like this is really, really touching and it's something really kind of dear. I think it's for everybody. Like, I want to talk about trust and all aspects of trust. I do want to kick off by asking you, is it hard for you to trust others? Or is it more so a thing that you just fly by the wind and you're just like, yeah, I can trust you and things go well? And what is your take on trust? Like, is it something that needs to be earned or is it something that you can just give trust out and then it comes back and, you know.
This is the longest damn question I've ever been asked.
I just wanted to.
I don't even remember what the hell you goddamn asked me. What is trust and how many ABCs is in the Cheerios and shit?
You can dissect that, but you can't put no damn lotion on your face. You can dissect that, but you can't put no lotion on your face. Answer the question.
Anyway. No, it is not easy for me to trust. You know this. I've known you for 50 years and I still don't trust you. So it's just like, for me, trust is earned. You know, I was thinking about this as I was walking my dog earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, I can't just give my trust because when I give my trust, I give my vulnerability and I give you a space to hurt me, you know? If things should go awry. And I don't like that. So for me, we got to go through things. Like me and my best friend have been through some things, like together. You know what I'm saying? Like some things. Do you know what I mean? I trust her. Now, the bitch probably still going to write a tell-all book and shit when I die. But the thing is that I trust her. I even trust her to tell a tell-all book. You know what I'm saying? Get the coin, girl. Do what you got to do. But yeah, no, it's not easy for me to trust people. I don't have that. You do. Perry.
I feel offended. You stated that you don't trust me. That's very weird. Like, we've been through some shit and you still. You don't trust me.
I was just playing. I mean, I said like 150 years. I was clearly it was a joke.
Yeah.
Clearly it was a joke.
Clear it up then, because I didn't get it.
I already cleared it up by saying clearly it was a joke. That's clearing it up.
That's not. That's
and we're gonna move on because.
No, because I'm kind of like thrown off. Like, you know, you said you don't trust me.
I trust you. I do trust
you. Do you really?
Yes, I do. I wouldn't trust you with my self-esteem.
Honey, you shouldn't trust yourself with your self-esteem. But anyways, that's another story. Because obviously I'm just kind of taken aback because you don't trust me. And it just seems like in your heart of hearts, you really just don't. But it's okay. We're gonna go past that. And for me, I feel as though, because I come from a space of vulnerability and transparency where I feel like that is the thing that kind of fuels my relationships, especially with me trying to establish relationships with other people. I lead with that. I lead with vulnerability. I lead with transparency because I want the same in return. So I will say that I am more trusting. However, I don't trust everybody.
I don't agree.
No. Let me finish. Because I don't trust everyone. No, not everyone. As soon as they come off the rib, I'm trusting them. No, that's not the thing. What I'm stating is that if I feel as though if you're leading in that space, the same space that I'm leading in, I'm going to follow suit. Otherwise, it's going to be a situation where, hold on, it's a gnat.
Ugh. See, they fly around dead things.
No, that's flies. But anyways.
But a gnat. And a fly are related. So they all fly around dead things when they smell death.
And you look dead. Go ahead. You look like death.
I don't, though. I don't. I just
pale as shit.
You pale as shit. Don't fit your white cis male standard of beauty.
You look like there's no blood flowing.
Republican beauty.
There's no blood flowing. That's you. Pale. Girl, don't come for me, please. I didn't really send for you in this moment. I was really trying to tell my whole side of what I felt about trust, and here you come trying to raid on my motherfucking parade. You feel really salty because somebody said you look pale face and you like Casper. Girl, we're not about to do this all show. You pale as fuck. Everybody sees it. You want to fight me?
Be honest. You go. Keep.
Lost my damn train of thought. Basically, the moral of the story is, yes, I trust. I don't give it up that easy. And some people do have to earn it. And some people, I kind of lead with it. It's just a case-by-case basis. It's very subjective.
So, like, what does trust mean to you, though? What is the definition? If you were to define trust, what does it mean to you?
I think exactly what you were stating as well. It's a level of vulnerability. It's a level of transparency. It is a sense of you, again, like you said, opening up and giving that person a kind of a space in order to actually get to know you. I say it as get to know you, not in a space of wanting to hurt me. I don't look at it as everybody wants to hurt me. I don't look at it from that lens. And I think that's where we differ in regards to the definition of it.
That's false. I'm sorry. Can I interject? I don't look at it from people. I don't look at it as people have the possibility of hurting me.
That's not.
So let me clarify, because clearly you didn't understand what I meant. What I'm saying is that you don't understand how people come with different baggages or different traits that they probably don't even recognize they're doing, or that's toxic or whatever, that might be detrimental to your spirit. So what I was saying is that I don't trust because I don't know your spirit. I don't know you yet. And that's what I meant by my best friend. We've been through things saying, I know her character. I know how she is when she gets to the bottom of the bottom. I know how she is when we're at the top of the top. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, so with that relationship, you literally had to go through the things before you could say that you trusted her.
I would say after about year four, maybe five, I trusted her.
God damn.
Yeah.
Why did it take that long?
Now, I'm not saying that I don't like her and we don't develop a friendship.
That's not the question. Why did it take that long for you to trust her?
You don't know everybody. Everybody is a particular way until you tell them no. So whatever it is that they're wanting from you, and newsflash, everybody wants something from you, no matter what it is, no matter if it's big or small, no matter if it's a toxic thing or not, everybody wants something from you. Right. And it could be tangible. Okay. It could be tangible. It could be figurative. It could be whatever. It could be spiritual.
Okay.
Right. And when they ask you for something that that is detrimental to getting that thing that they want from you, and you tell them no.
What if they genuinely just want to be your friend? What if they genuinely just want to be in your space? And what if they genuinely just want to get to know who you are as a person, as a thing, as a human?
Then God placed on me the discernment to read this person and say, hey, let's develop a friendship. But other than that, I mean, you know, amazing friendship with somebody that I met in the DMs. All right. She's a friend of a very popular lifestyle vlogger on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And she
what makes you trust her so bad? I mean, what makes you trust her so
this
much?
Is what I'm let me go. So she hit me up in the DM and we began a friendship. But it was crazy because what she gave me, the first thing before we even talked on the phone in the DMs, was still like very vulnerable of her. So to me, it was like, oh shit, like girl. So and we would talk about this all the time. She would always say, you would say, don't tell nobody else this stuff. Because the things she was telling me were things that could really cause some shit with some stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was deep and it was heavy and it was her heart and it wasn't released yet to the public. And so we started talking and that trend just kind of followed, right? It just kind of followed. And I got to a point where I got so vulnerable with her. Mm-hmm. We would stay up on the phone all day long, literally, both working, both doing whatever. We would be on the phone all day long, literally talking all day. That's how like much I started to trust her. I would send her everything. I mean, we were sisters. Like, I truly believe that we were like soulmate sisters. And then one day I just wake up and send our little daily, you know, crazy whatever, FaceTime, and she didn't answer. I was like, okay, but she didn't say she'll text me back or nothing. So I'm like, okay, when she doesn't answer, she'll call back. Never called back. Days pass by. I reach out again. No answer. Never called back. This kept happening for months and months and months and months and months. Finally, I got a response from her or something, whatever. But anyway, that friendship is now over because she's gone, right? She just disappeared. So now I'm feeling like, dang, I trusted her. You know what I mean? Like that's one of those things I'm proud of because I did trust her a lot and pretty quickly. So I celebrate that friendship, even though it didn't last, you know?
I got a couple of questions. And it's just a question.
Come on, I gotta go take my Robitussin. What's up?
I know how you girls like to tussle. So, one, are you basically rating the trust factor on how much tea they're spilling about themselves at first off? Because that's what I'm getting from the story. And then two, with all that being said, all that tea that y'all spread, and then you figure out like, oh, I can't trust her now because we're not friends anymore. Like, did it pan out the way that you want it to? Like, I'm just like, this whole thing is kind of confusing to me. And I just need clarification behind it all. Like, it was it just because you just spreading her tea when she saw you? Like, girl, I'm about to tell you this.
I think
that's what made you trust her. And then also, what is it that you wanted from her? What did you want from her? Because what did you want from her?
What did I want from her?
Because you said everybody.
I wanted a friend. You know how that whole trend: no new friends. Like that whole thing was a trend. Like when that was starting to be, like people were like, you know, I don't need any more new friends because people out here are crazy and toxic and blah blah blah. So I took on that stance crazily, probably, but I took on that stance too. Like, I'm good. I have my circle of friends. I got God, I have myself more than I've ever had before. Like, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? And I think for me, I just wanted for the cosmos to kind of prove me wrong and I get another sister. And for that time I did, through one of the worst, roughest periods of my life, she was there for me. So I'm grateful for the friendship. It hurts that I had to grieve the dissolve of it. And I don't know why. But yeah, I think it was because she kind of She kind of gave me, she gave me something. She gave me something that I guess instilled my trust too.
So let me relate it to me then, because you said you didn't trust me. Is it because I didn't spread my tea with you at first?
God, no.
Is that
no,
why you didn't trust me?
It was because, you know, when we first crossed paths, there was a period of time, and I know that you have a different version of the story, but there was a period of time when we didn't communicate.
Talk about it.
There's nothing to talk about. We're over that now. But there was a period of time when you would walk past my desk and you really wouldn't communicate. That's all. I'm just saying that's all. But it's neither here nor there. And so I just pegged you in that moment, like, ugh, like, you know, you're one of those people. And then we went to one of our mutual friend's birthday party. And for some reason, I don't know why, but you sat by me. And then when I left, you left and you gave me like the best hug. And I was like, oh, and I think that night we discovered that our birthdays were the same night. Like, it was like one of those nights where it was just like, oh my God, like, wow, you know? And I just wasn't expecting that. And then the next morning you text me and you're like, good morning. And then I'm like, hi. And that just became our thing. And then you disappeared. And you were gone for a long time and you were ignoring my texts and you were ignoring my calls. And you would see me in the grocery store. You say you didn't see me, but you'd walk right past me. And it was just a weird time. I would come to your home and I would feel like I'm being a stalker. So then I would leave because you just like had nothing to do with me. But yet we still all had the same mutual friends. We still had like, you know, yeah. And then boom, you pop back up and we're friends again. And we make up or whatever, and it's great. So yeah, my trust with you has fluctuated, but I trust you.
Yeah, the story is so much different, and there's so many other details that she really left out of this whole story.
No, there's.
But
not.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and ride this one.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't leave out just stuff. Everything I said was honest to my experience. I don't know what you experienced. I don't know what you experienced. Maybe this is something we should unpack, like in a therapy session as friends and see what's happening.
Maybe we should, honey, because maybe I think it's been a journey, you know.
But I think it's been a great journey.
I think I should be one of your most
profound friendships in your life. I think when it's all said and done, I think I am one of the friendships that, you know, you should say, hey, this is up here in my list of friends.
You don't think you're there?
I know that I'm there.
Okay, then there you go. Yeah, we'll definitely unpack this, and maybe we'll, you know, bring you guys along on this situation, because I'm just gonna let her ride this one out and just say that was her side of the story, but you know there's another side of it. But anyways, yeah, like that's cute.
Okay,
that's really cute.
All right.
You know,
if I left anything out, it was my intention. I'm not trying to leave you guys aloof to anything. I'm telling you exactly how it is or how it was. Now, the reasons why he stopped talking to me, I don't clearly know all of them. I do know but I don't know the other ones.
I've told you.
The first one I know because I did blow up at you for the hair thing. I remember that one. That was a lot. I was a little OC for that, and I've apologized for that. However, I feel like your response to that was not indicative. What are we doing? We're having a podcast about the word trust, and we're talking about our shit here.
Trust is encompassed with friendship. Does it not?
This is crazy.
No, yeah. it's good. I mean, let's hash it, baby. If you want to hash it, we can hash it.
I mean, there's nothing to hash. I just feel as though you know that we've had ups and downs in our friendship.
We totally have. Absolutely. We've been through a lot of shit. And
yes, and I think that we started off as kids and now here we are as beautiful young adults. And I think that we're good. I don't harbor anything against you.
I you say that, but then you start off by saying, I don't trust you. And then that's where it gets me in this space. And I'm like, I
was just playing. Why was that such a thing? Yeah, don't play like that.
Don't play like that.
Why?
Play with your mama. Play with your dog. Don't play with me.
Oh my God.
Play with your hair. Play with your face. Don't play with me.
I'm sorry. I do trust you. Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. You know what? Move on. Next question. Go ahead.
So how does that transition into actual relationships? Because I mean, I think you've shared this before. Like you've had one single relationship, but you told us about that, you know, you literally took a cross country trip and you got into a relationship with this person. And how did that translate with trust? Because obviously you trusted that person in order to move cross country. I mean, it wasn't as though you were in that relationship at that point, but you did that. How does that translate into your relationships?
I don't really know how it translated into that relationship because I didn't trust him.
Oh, so What was it?
I was young and I was alone in the world, and his soul agreed to accompany mine during a period of my life. That I needed his soul, and his soul in turn needed mine. So I naively, subconsciously trusted his soul with my soul because I was too young to know anything otherwise. You know, here it is. This guy is offering me, you know, a place to stay. He's got a car. He's, you know, kind of related to the person that I got down here with initially, so there is still that connection. Mm-hmm. He accepts me, you know. I feel safe in the beginning with him.
Is that not a part of trust, you being safe?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, like I said, I naively, subconsciously trusted something, but when I realized that I should reevaluate my trust level with him, that went out the window, and that's when I think my protection of my trust began, because I realized then how vulnerable I can give it, how vulnerably I can give it to someone, and innocent, and, you know, rarely that I can give it to someone, and then they can just change on you, and you have to realize, like, whoa, like I can never give that much of that blindly again. It has to make sense. I have to understand why I'm giving it.
So has that set the tone for other relationships that have come now? And like, you just like, has that like caused you to be more guarded?
Absolutely. Like, when he and I first started talking, social media was just really starting to become a thing. At the very beginning. So there was no lies. We didn't really know about DMs and all that. It was just, you know, you like a picture. Right. But he would come to me and he would take me on walks in the woods, or he would show me some of his favorite spots, and he would, you know, take me on a drive down DC to see the water. And like, he was just, you know, he was just that person.
Charming.
Yeah. That's nice. He was that charming for me. So for me now, it's like, if you meet them online, the first question is, can I pull up? And I guess in theory, it's the same thing that he did, but it just felt different. I don't know. It felt more intentional with him versus these guys. It's just like, all you want is sex. And it wasn't just that with him in the beginning. Mm. So how about with you, Barry? Like, how does trust play in your relationship with you being so freely giving with your trust?
I think it's a gift and a curse. I think for me, when I do start off with relationships and I am very transparent and very trusting within that person, I get to see a side of them that a lot of people don't. So I get that vulnerability. And I get where they're able to trust me offhand. I think for me, maybe in my mind, I'm literally like, I want them to trust me first off versus me trusting them. And then in return, it'll be the same. It would be reciprocated. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I'd lead with so much trust and mm-hmm. so much vulnerability and things like that. So I would literally like, you know, share personal moments and let you know how I'm thinking, what's going on in my head. Like those are the type of things like I like to share. And I just want the same thing. Like, and yes, that does translate over into relationships and stuff too, because that is like one of the number one things I want out of a relationship. And that is vulnerability. And with vulnerability, I put that in compass with trust. So I literally need to be able to be vulnerable with you 100%.
Well, maybe that's the difference between male Virgo souls and female Virgo souls.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because I don't know any Virgo females that are easy to trust. They're a lot. They say the same that I say.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe that is the difference between the two, honestly. And yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can definitely see that. Because let me say this, I don't trust everybody. I don't. Okay.
And I'll be sliding in his DM trying to be.
I don't be like, oh, okay. Hey,
he might, you know, take you out every now and then to go out with you, but you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah, that was it.
Go ahead.
That's all I had to say about it. Oh. That's all I had to say about it.
Got it.
Because you only asked me one question. So
let me ask you this though, right? I'm sorry. It's time for me to go take my verbal test.
You sure it's verbal test?
So when it comes to trusting God, like, so we talked about trusting friends, trusting in romantic relationships, but when it comes to trusting God, I'm going to say this, when it comes to trusting God and yourself, what's your process?
I think it's very subjective for everybody. But yes, with me, trusting God is, I'm not going to say it's easy. It's really not. And I preface with saying that, yes, I trust him in the long run of it. But of course, when you're a person who likes things in a certain capacity and you want things to go a certain way and you want it to happen at a certain time and everything else, you kind of lose sight of that trust. Mm-hmm. And, but then God does a certain thing or a certain, you know, shows you a certain glimpse of something. And they're like, listen, I still got you. Like, this wasn't clear. Mm-hmm. I was clearing this out the way for you in the background. And now I got you. And he just reminds you of that every time when a certain situation doesn't go your way at one point, or it doesn't happen at a certain time, or that you feel like it should. Mm-hmm. And that is the part that I have to continue to trust him in, is that he has my full back and he's going to take me where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally my process when it comes to that and trusting God. What about you? How do you navigate that space?
I start with prayer. In every situation, I start with prayer. With every room I walk into, every table I sit at, everybody I meet, I start with prayer. And then I tell myself the truth. So I legit ask myself, like, what do I want out of this? Right? Like, what do I want out of this? Because I've found that I need to tell myself, like, what I want, or else I'm just flying blind. And so when I tell myself what I want, I tell myself the truth of what I want. And I allow myself, my heart, to be in that placement. Right? So if it's with a man, you know, I'm a little bit more pink. And, you know, I'm a little bit more open. If it's a friend, the communication becomes a little bit more constant, maybe, or, you know what I mean, like little baby steps or whatever. But
why is the expectations different though when it comes to those two things, like within a friendship versus you being with the man? Because don't you initially want to start off your situation with your man as mm-hmm. far as a friendship first? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you would want to, right?
Yeah.
Or that just might be me.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be honest with you. For me, like, I just don't like wasting time. And I feel like if I'm not feeling anything, like nothing, even if we are just friends, like, what are we doing?
I get that. But I mean, don't you initially start off a relationship as like, I need to build on this and I need to build a friendship first?
Yes, but at the before forefront I take of my it mind romantically, is, oh my before God, I take this it, is my man. Yes.
Maybe that's the problem.
Hey, maybe it is the problem, but I mean, if God tells me to be clear,
you could be there. You could definitely be clear about what you want.
Right. So I'm being clear that I want this one right here. Right. Like, I don't want that. I want this one right here. Okay.
You can still want that one right there, but you still want to build to get to that point.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that we're not building. I'm not saying that I'm finna go marry the person tomorrow. I guess there's still a friendship and things, but when your soul is smitten, you know that your soul is smitten. So what's the point of lying like it's not? I don't know how to do that. That's probably why I can't have sex with multiple men that I'm dating. It's got to be, you know, one guy that I can date the other ones, but I can't do the multiple sex things at that one time. Now, if I'm just out here having sex, that's a different story.
What's the difference? Dating, what's the difference between you talking about something? I just don't have sex, but then I have sex.
Come all the way down the rabbit hole. I don't even remember. I'm saying that because, yes, I make conscious decisions during periods of my life to actively date or to actively have sex.
Okay.
And I freely, safely engage in, you know, whatever I'm doing. But if I'm dating, you know, then it's really just sex with one person and I'm just dating and getting to know the other people.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. I know I might be a little complicated soul, but that's me.
Honey, that everybody's a little complicated when it comes down to it. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I feel like you should take whatever journey that you need to in order to gain trust from certain people. And, you know, trust is something that needs to be a little bit earned sometime. And sometimes it's more so forthcoming. But, you know, everybody has their ways. And
sometimes I might have gotten a little bit further if I would have trusted.
From the beginning?
Earlier on.
Yeah.
If my trust wasn't broken earlier on, I think you know, some things wouldn't have held me back as much because I would have known how to trust God enough to say, I'm going to this life that I want, you know, God gave me this and this is what I'm going to do, versus, you know,
leaning on your own trust.
Yeah, your own,
which is not always bad, but it's still it could be a detriment.
You know, hey, it's survival, man, and God understands. God gives us grace and mercy. We survive. We're humans. Yeah. We're species. You know, we're going to survive. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, if you're in a life that you didn't really ask for, if your relationship is one that you didn't ask for, or whatever the situation is, like, you did what you had to do to survive. And that's a part of telling yourself the truth and forgiving yourself, right? And then storing up that trust with yourself to say, okay, I got me. So now we're about to go and venture on a new journey. We might be by ourselves for a while. And I think that's one thing that I thank God the most for, is because he took everything from me. He took everything from me. And all that was left was me. You know, and I had to get to know myself. I had to figure out who I was up until that point. Now that has evolved, but up until that point, I had to figure out who Ashton was. Who was this person? What did she want? And that ultimately led to me getting to California, you know, and pinning my destiny. You know, I think I went and I tacked it down. I pinned it on the wall because I know for a fact that that's what I want. Now I have to try to get my way back, you know.
And you will.
But it's getting there. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love you shared that.
Thank you. See, I wouldn't have shared
that. You trust
our
family. Look at
you. I trust all of you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You asked me.
Yeah. And I'm glad you shared that.
I just told you.
You know, you pull back that layer and it's like, hey, girl.
I don't think I have any layers. It's so funny you always say that because you're the one that has the layers.
And I will admit, I have layers as well.
Very, very, oh my God, very yes, I do. Dense, tight, tough.
I
do.
Oh my God. Hello. I know I do. And I will admit to that.
As many layers as you, friend.
No, I think you have more layers than I do. And maybe that's because here's the thing. I think it's more so two Virgos on the same day. We're literally at I was like, you have many layers. No, you have many layers. No, you have. And we're both like, bah, I'm sure you. Bah, no, that was too bad. I didn't see more. I see more. No, I see more. It's just a lot. And I get that. It's almost like I'm talking to myself. And it's crazy sometimes. And I'm like,
yeah,
girl.
It's weird.
Girl, so I know weird. What you're doing. Stop it. I know exactly what you're doing. And you're like, no, I'm not doing that. And I'm like, girl, I know it. I wrote the book about it, bitch. I know it. I know you.
Wait, when was the last time this happened?
Girl, we're not even going to go down that road. But yes, I know what's going on there, okay?
You don't.
Please. And you brought up a really good point, too, as we close out. About forgiveness and forgiving yourself in order to trust again, stuff like that. I have to forgive myself a lot of times when it comes to that. And I think that's why it's kind of hard for me when my trust is broken with someone in order for us to really regain that trust again. It's a lot. And it's a journey. It's a really, really long journey in order for me to get that trust back. If you wow.
That's deep, friend.
Once you break my trust, it's just like, damn, you really just like shot me, bitch. And I'm bleeding out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how am I allowed to repair this?
But then you display it in a very interesting way, I think.
How do I
display it? I don't think I've ever just seen you just like destitute and distraught. Like certain things happen in my life and I'm down to the bed. I am just a wreck, right? But you just kind of just, you still go out and you still have like the best time. And I don't know, like that's so interesting to me.
I think for me, I understand that life still goes on. Mm-hmm. And for me, and I don't know if it comes off kind of harsh or whatever, but there's a certain point where I was living life without you even being there. And I didn't even know who the hell you were. And I was still living. So therefore, my life should not stop because you're not there anymore. That's why, maybe that's a part of my forgiveness. I don't know. It's just it's a thing. I have to recondition myself without you being in the picture again. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Is that crazy though?
Where does that come from? Because it does. I've been on the other end of that. And it conveys as a very cold and callous and heartless and soulless.
But that's not
friendship.
That's not where I'm coming from with it. It's just more so, but it's just that I get it. And I don't want to take your experience away from you.
No.
But what I'm saying is that's how I have to recondition myself, because it's not that it doesn't hurt me. It's not that it doesn't affect me. Mm-hmm. It may, yes. But I literally have to put myself in the mind frame of that life continues to go on. And maybe it was just a certain period, or maybe it was a certain time when this person was supposed to be there, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And for some odd reason, I had to learn something from this situation or this person. And now it's time for me to grow from that and move on from it. And I have to understand that beforehand, and before I even knew what their name was, and if they, you know, did whatever they did, I didn't know them. And my life was still going on. I was still Perry. I guess that's a part of you just knowing yourself too.
Get it.
Okay.
Well, listen, y'all. This has been a great conversation. I got to go take my vocal test and love on my baby a little bit, because she's like, yeah.
I think you caught a cold from kissing on them boys. I told you about kissing on them random boys. But we didn't talk about that.
I didn't. I use protection. And you should too.
You put protection on your lips because you was kissing on boys? Because it don't seem like putting a protection on. Because if you did put protection on, you would have put this lip therapy on when I told you to put it on at the beginning of the show.
Are you being sponsored by Vaseline or something? Like, what's happening?
I just lip therapy.
Got it.
Just put it on. Gloss your lip.
another
moisturize. They'll be cute, and then they'll be ready for action. And we know that them lips are always ready for action. It's why you're sick now. But anyways, folks, we love you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will be back next week. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe with all of your friends. And we love you.
Bye, y'all.